Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Yeah.
The reason why I believe in you. Doesn't matter what I see. You are my strength, oh God. You are my joy. The essence of my life is you. Everybody may give you a no, but one yes from God defeats every no. One yes is enough. Oh, yeah, na na na, shana. Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, 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 da. Oh, da, 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 da. Hey, da, 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 da. Yes, we worship. You are God.
You are who you are yesterday.
You are too loving to leave me. are too committed to leave me. Oh Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
Hey. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. O Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We glorify your holy name. You are worthy of praises and glory and honor. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name. How your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let the will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus as it is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives and let every life breathe in us, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, breathe in us, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our homes, in our lives. Have your way. We surrender again to you, Holy Ghost. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father God, take away our heart of stone and give us hearts of flesh in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Be merciful, O God. Have mercy. Lord, we repent of all that we have done that's not pleasing to your name, in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. The mercy in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God, and those that are connected to us. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Father God, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus, children in the blood of Jesus, the grandchildren, O God, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak our household in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. O God, we soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We took our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood. We took this service, our prayer, this prayer line, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus, on each and every one of us, O God, those that are connected to us in our homes, in our household, O God, our parents, O God, we put the armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. O Father, you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. You are a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we pray for the fresh anointing this morning. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh anointing. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Refresh us in Christ Jesus, O God. Refresh our minds, our thoughts, O God. In the name of Jesus, refresh us in the Holy Ghost. Refresh us, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, this morning we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to be with us 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to be with our children and grandchildren 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to be with our spouses, O God, our siblings, nieces, nephews, those that are connected to us, 24/7, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are our lifeline. Lord, without you, nothing, with you, all things are possible, O God. So, Father God, we stand on your word and we stand on your promises, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you for the transformation process, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. O God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. If when God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We thank you for your presence, but in your presence, there is fullness of joy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for your unspeakable joy. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for an overflowing of joy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory, O God. We magnify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Uriyama Sandere Korea Sedereya Koroma Sederiako. Uriyama Sederia Koroma Sedere Kayase. Hallelujah. Uriyama Sederia Koroma Sederia Koriyama Se. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your abundant grace. We thank you for your greater grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. Starts with us in our hearts personally. Revive, oh God. Revive us, restore us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, reconcile us back, oh God, to Christ Jesus. Help us, almighty God, to walk by your spirit and not by the flesh. Oh, yes, Lord, we need you, and we cannot make it without you. So, Lord, God Almighty, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, oh, God, our greatest, our God. So, Father God, as we bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Oh, God, I hide behind the cross all of you, oh, God, and none of me, oh, God. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Teach us to walk in your ways and do what you've called us to do, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, empower us. Let the anointing to empower us rest upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, power us. Empower us, oh God. Lord, let us move according to you and not according to what we want, but according to what you want. And so, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 26. And I'm going to read it starting from verse 1. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the families, the nations of the earth, be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt, and a man of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, looked up at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, assured that she is thy wife, and her said, she is my sister. And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said unto us, that the people might have lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou should have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all the people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land, received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and great ended him. for all the wells with which his father servants have dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines have stopped it and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for this word. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. When God is for you, who can be against you? God is a covenant-keeping God. You see his covenant in when you read these verses that I've just read, and when you have time, take time and read it very slowly, and you will receive from what God is speaking. You are in a covenant relationship with Almighty God. You are a son or daughter of Almighty God. You are a kingdom citizen. Hallelujah. You are an ambassador of Christ. When you are in a covenant relationship with God, look at the things that he, just reading these scriptures, you will begin to see what comes from being in a covenant relationship with God. But first of all, you must always seek the face of God. The Bible tells us that there was famine in the land. Hallelujah. And Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, because when it's famine in the land, no water, no rain, the crops failing, you have to, those days, you have to take care of your sheep, your cattle, they have to drink. And so on his way going to Egypt, the Lord intercepted him and appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. So you see, one of the things you notice, he's going to Egypt because, of course, if there's famine in the land on this side, probably is doing well. But the Lord intercept him and said, no, don't go to Egypt. Stay here. Don't go, and I will bless you. And he's speaking just like he promised Isaac's father Abraham. Divine interception. We want for God to divine interception. Because there are times we think we're doing the right thing, but it's not the right thing. It looks right, but it's not right. And so we need for the Lord to step in and intercept so that we cannot go in that direction that we think we ought to go in. Hallelujah. And this is what God does for his sons and daughters that are in a covenant relationship with him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Lord, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we need the workings of the Holy Spirit to intercept when we are going in the wrong direction. If it's not the will of God, we need divine intercession in the name of Jesus. Lord, intercept me. me if I'm going the wrong way. Lord, I need your divine intercession. Divine interception, oh God, I need your divine interception. Yes, everyone says it's good. But Lord, what about you? What do you say? All that glitters is not gold. So Father God, you know the end from the beginning. You know everything about each and every one of us. Oh God, Lord, we need your divine interception. We need your advice. Where should we go? What should we do? We need you, Jesus. We do not want to make the wrong choices. So we pray, oh God, for divine interception. Hallelujah. And then when God intercepts, he spoke and said, go to in the land of the Philistines where Abimelech is the king. You know the Philistines always been Israel's enemies. Sometimes the Lord will bless you right in your enemy home. Right in your enemy home. Sometimes your greatest blessing comes. Not only is Isaac going to be blessed in that home, he's going to be protected. When a man ways pleases the Lord, he even makes it. So now you have Israel enemy taking care of hosting Isaac and his wife. Like Isaac is afraid, he said Rebecca is his sister. And then when King Abimelech finds Isaac, he said, don't do it. And then he said, tell everybody not to touch Isaac. Well, you see that protection? You see what God does? Like many times, we don't want to really trust God. God will never leave you in the middle of the process, my sisters and brothers. When you're going through the process of you going through things, you just don't get out and leave. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Lord, if the Lord will not fail you, will not just leave. So you see, he divinely enters. The enemy is protecting Isaac. Hallelujah. The enemy protects Isaac. With the enemy is the house of the Philistines. Israel is always, always the Philistines were. And Israel, you look all through the Bible, you'll see that. But yet there's a king there. So sometimes your enemy can be your greatest blessing. That's why, you know, sometimes they say, the Bible will tell us, it isn't a word. Pray for your enemies. Hallelujah. Because, oh, I want that die. I hear, especially the African, die, 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 die. Die, die. Pray for your enemies to die. Maybe as you pray for your enemies to die, then maybe your help will not come. Because sometimes you have come right for that enemy that you pray for to die. So if you pray for that enemy, bring illegal prayers, unscriptural prayers for your enemy to die and do this, then maybe you might be missing a point in your destiny. Hallelujah. Because in Matthew 5:43-48, you have heard that it said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. This is Jesus. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. So when you bring those evil, negative prayers for people to die and this thing and all the evils will come, God is not your Father. Your Father is the devil. And then another thing, if your blessings are supposed to come from that enemy, you're missing the point. You are missing. Abimelech, the Philistine king. And then he protects Isaac. So when God is for you, who can be against you? When you're doing what you're walking with God, my sisters and brothers, you are walking supernaturally. You're not walking by your flesh. You're walking by the Spirit. And that's why you have to be in tune to what the Spirit of God is saying and not what everybody else is saying to you. Because sometimes God will give you things in dreams, in visions, and speak to you, and you decide to go tell A, B, C, D, E, F. And by the time you finish telling one or two persons, you start doubting God. Start doubting God. And so that sometimes prayers are not, your prayers become fruitless because of your doubt. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But what's why did Abraham, why was this covenant reinforced? Because Abraham obeyed the voice of God. He follows God. He obeyed his statutes and his commandments, everything that God, Abraham was obedient. Abraham followed after God. Sometimes we want this, we want that, but we want to do it our way. Think about these things. Don't do it our way. Let's do it the way God says to do it. And it might not be the conventional way that everybody wants you to do. It might be a different way that God will tell you. God speaks to each and every one of us. You are an individual. Hallelujah. And he will speak to you on what to do. So he protects you. He reinforces his covenant. He assures Isaac. And then look what happened. Isaac's wife is protected also. And as the Lord, nobody better touch Isaac's wife. So even in the enemy land, being blessed, I feel the presence of the Lord. Isaac is being blessed in the enemy's land. And then the Bible, it says, when you look again, it says Isaac sowed. And he yielded 100%. What does that mean? In the land of, you know, there's famine in the land. There's over there, he don't go to Egypt. And then Isaac sowed. That means he planted crops. And look what happened. He yielded 100. He grew great, very great. And so they're getting ready to kick him out. Why are they getting ready to kick him out? Because he's growing greater and greater and greater. His flock's growing. Everything is growing. When you're in the will of God, the safest place to be is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Isaac sowed. And sometimes people take this scripture and just turn it over and over and turn it in the way to manipulate. No, no, no. Isaac planted crops in that land. What type of system did he get when he planted that crop? That's famine in the land. He goes there. There's famine still in that area. And he planted it and he yielded 100%. So how did it happen? How? How did Isaac supernaturally? First of all, there's a water system that God had. And he still has it under the earth. If you read in Genesis in the Garden of Eden, before the first rain came, there was a system under the ground that watered the earth. Hallelujah. And that's why when Isaac sowed, because of the water system under, you see how his flocks grew and grew. And then for the flocks to grow, then he had to have wells and the animals have to drink and all that stuff. The plants have to be watered. It's a sophisticated system that God showed Isaac. Hallelujah. He sowed. And he received 100-fold and grew greater and greater and great until the Philistines got afraid of him. Hallelujah. What am I saying all of this to you this morning? God is a covenant-keeping God. Whatever he says, he will do it. And one of the things I want you to know, some of the things that you're praying for, it might not come in your lifetime. It might come to your grandchildren or great-grand. But that doesn't mean you stop praying. You continue to pray because it's coming through your bloodline. Hallelujah. And then make sure you're not there praying unrighteous prayers against people, because that very person might be the one who will take you, catapult you to the next level. You don't know, oh, Apostle, they can't do it yet. God knows the hearts of people, and when God commands your enemy to bless you, they have no choice but to bless you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because this word reassured me personally, keeping God. This word lifts up my faith and trust in you. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I pray, Father God, that those that heard this word, that it bless their spirit, soul, mind, and body, and encourage them in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, for an hundredfold return, oh God, a thousandfold return, oh God, for everything that anyone have sown, oh God, in kindness, in deeds, in words, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let those blessings overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we are about to take the Holy Communion, Lord Jesus, we pray that the covenant be, oh God, the covenant we have with you, oh God. Father God, let it be complete, activated, and manifested in our lives. Reinforce the covenant, oh God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask you again to forgive us, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We do not want anything to hinder our relationship with you. And so, Father God, we pray for mercy in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. So, Lord, I lift up the Holy Sacrament to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless it. In the name of Jesus, breathe on it. In the name of Jesus, turn it from natural to the supernatural. And I pray for all those that are not doing well. Lord, I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. I pray for deliverance and restoration in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. And I thank you for fruitfulness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the gift of discernment in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. To the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the body of Christ. I mean the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. That represents the blood of Jesus Christ. But let us, hallelujah. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when we come together to eat, let careful, oh, my eyes, I'm sorry. Careful, my brethren, when we come together to eat, oh, my God, my eyes. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, that eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat dairy one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Come not together under condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive all the benefits of the Holy Communion, the covenant blessings, and the benefits of the Holy Communion, the mystery blessings, and the hidden blessings, O God, we receive in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, that we will walk in those blessed covenant blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the spirit of obedience in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll do what God says to do, O God. We thank you for discernment in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless. I pray the Sabbath blessing upon each and every one of us this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, and upon our families, our children, grandchildren, spouses. Receive the blessings of resting in the presence of the Lord. And while we rest, O God, we pray that our minds will be illuminated to receive your word, O God, that we will study to show ourselves approved, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to grow in the spirit, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We lift up the Sabbath offering. We ask you to bless it, O God. We pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of Jesus. Father, that you will continue to bless the work of our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, today I lift up Fatmata, who is traveling to, has traveled yesterday, oh God, for the burial of the funeral service of her brother, Lord. I pray that you will comfort her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort her, oh God. Comfort the family. She lost two brothers, oh God. Comfort her, comfort the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless them in a special way. Thank you for the life of her brothers. Thank you for the provision to be able to even carry the bodies home. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender the whole family to you, especially Fatmata, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Wherever Jesus' holy name we have prayed, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Take time and read Genesis 26. Hallelujah. And read it simply, and you will even get more revelation from it. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, blessed, safe day. In Jesus' name. Keep Fatmata and family lifted up in prayers. Two brothers going at the same time. Keep her lifted up. and prayers. Hallelujah. She goes through the service today. In Jesus' name, amen.